Be'ezah Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Kehilim, the Laws of Vessels, and the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, where in this Perek we continue with a related vein that we mentioned regarding the metal vessel in the previous Perek, that there's what's called a Tumah Yeshana, an old Tumah, and that we discuss that in this Perek, and also regarding the broken pieces of glassware. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the Halacha of Tumah Yeshana, as it applies to wooden and leather, and regarding that of bone. Kli Eitz, regarding the wooden vessels, or Kli Ar, and leather vessels, or Kli Etzem, and bone vessel, boneware, Shenishbru, that they broke. So Tahum Tumasan, that purifies it from its Tumah. When it breaks, it's not a Kli anymore. Now Chazav Asa Kli Meshebreim, now if you go back and you make a vessel from the broken pieces, or you gather the broken pieces, now you make a new vessel from those broken pieces. It's like all other pure vessels, as if it never had Tumah before. Because you made a new entity now, because and now it's going to be mekabel tumah. It's receptive for tumah from here on, but there's no retroactivity to the tumah. Now, the Rambam continues and he says regarding metal vessels, v'chein kli matrus. So too regarding metal vessels, shenishbur achshin et mo. That if it broke afterwards, tumah. Now the v'chein here is specifically going on the halacha of taharu. For that itself, we're saying that yes, when you break it, it's purified, not for the other half of the halacha when you subsequently make it back into a vessel. Because that's actually different. Hitichon, now if you melt down the metal of Osman Kiel Machem and you go make other vessels from those broken pieces, Chazru l'tumah yeshana, it goes back to its old tumah. And me'ein l'kli matchas tarra gemura, and there we cannot be totally purifying metal that it should not go back to its original tumah. Ad shiyat bilim b'mikvah k'shem shlem, until you immerse in mikvah when it's intact. Oh, Yisharu Shvurim or has to remain broken, but if you take the broken and you make it back into a vessel, it will return to its original tumah. Now, halacha beis, the chazaras kli matchas tumas na yishana. This halacha that the metal vessel goes back to its original tumah is made different statements from rabbinic law. Why did the rabbis decree that metal vessels should go back to its original old tumah? It's exactly a rabbinic decree. Because maybe what's going to happen is like this. Someone's vessel is going to come tummy. And in contrast to other things, metal is very simple. You melt it down. And that same day, you just go make a new vessel out of it. And if someone's going to say, oh great, that's pure, which is the halacha of biblical law, because once it's broken, it's not a vessel anymore. The problem is, a person might come to say, oh, Hashivita Mataris, breaking purifies, Vatfiyah Mataris, and also immersing in the mikvah purifies. And they're going to compare the two and to say, Kishem Shem Nishbar Behitichai. Just like when you break a vessel and you melt it down, and you make it as the original vessel originally was, because you melted it down, now you can make back the same mold. How do you turn Babayim? It's pure that same day, because the moment you break it, boom, it's not a vessel anymore, you can make it right back 20 minutes later. So people are going to make the mistake to say, Kachemit Bili, something implies when you immerse it, although it's as originally was, it's going to be pure that same day. People are going to come to say, vessels don't have to wait till sundown, which is not the case. When you immerse, you have to wait till sundown. So because of this concern, they made a decree on this, that this is not a good way of purifying, and if you do break it, although it's obviously pure when it's broken, when you make it back, then it's going to still remain with its original tumah. Now, halacha gimel, echad kli shenitba b'meis. Now, whether it's a vessel that became tummy from a corpse, or yibashara tumas, or all other types of tumas, imiticha, if you melt it down, chazal tumas yishana, and when you make it back into a new vessel, it goes back to its old tumah, achiyatbo, until you actually immerse it. Now, what happens if nitma b'meis? Let's became tummy from a dead person, which requires purification 7 days and being sprayed with the paraduma after day 3, day 7, and v'hizol abashlishi, day 3, they sprayed it. And then they melted it down. They made it into another vessel. And then on day 7, they sprayed again, but now back when it was already a new vessel. And they immersed it, which would work. It had to remain in its original position, like this originally. No, it's going to be tummy. Because you can't have the spraying that was before it melted down to be mitzvah to combine with the spraying that was after it melted down, because it's like a new vessel. And if it's not purified at Sheyazlav Shalisha Ushvi until you spray it day 3, day 7, the Yatpa and your mercy, because you kli, either when it was a vessel, couldn't Shvi before you broke it, or that you have to spray it day 3, day 7, and immerse it after it melted down, but you can't combine the one that was before and the went after it was melted. Halachadal, Barzel Tame. Regarding Tame iron, metal that was Tame Shabaloli and Barzel Tar, which was mixed together with tar. Metal. I mean, they melted together. You made a vessel out of these two types of metals. So, imroi ben atame, if the majority is from the tame metal, so we said, even had it been melted down, it still goes back to the original tumah. So, tame, it's going to be tame. V'mirubin that traveled, the majority is from the Tarwa. So then Tarwa go after the majority, it's going to be pure. Mechze, mechze, if it's 50-50, tamei, it's going to be tamei, because the chamo geizer, the tamei yishon, even on 50-50. And so to b'chein tit. Same thing applies in a related halacha, that of mud. Shebalole beglolim, which was mixed with dung. V'sarif ha'kol b'kibshon, it was all fired up and made into a vessel in a furnace, in a kiln. V'aso keli, and was made into a vessel. So imreben that tit, the majority is from mud. So that's earthenware when you heat it up in the fire. So if the majority is from mud, then it's mekabotumah. We classify that as an earthenware vessel. If the majority is from the animal dung, then ain't mekabotumah, because dung is not mekabotumah, and you go after the majority. Halacha hey, klei matros hatahirin, regarding metal, a vessel that's pure, sha'anochon ba'anoch tamei, that was plated with a tamei plating, which is the metal that was prepared for plating, tamei is going to be tamei. But if someone makes the vessel itself from the tamei metal, harein tahirim, they're going to be tar, meaning the anach, according to the Rambam, is tar, because plated vessels are not mekabel tuma. Now, but in the first half of the halacha, where the metal is the primary that it's made for plating, and not to make vessel out of it, so then it's going to go back to Tumas and Ayishana. If you make a vessel out of it, therefore that's what the first half says is tummy, and the second half is saying that it's going to be tar. Halacha of Kurdim, regarding a hatchet, Shasu'u mina brazla tar, which was made out of pure iron. The Asa Ashbay mina tummy, and the thin blade part was made out of, so the one side of it, the hatchet, the thicker part, was made out of pure iron. Now, the other side, we spoke about this in the previous parak, the way the carved hatchet was made. And the other side, which has a thin blade, was made out of tummy metal. So how do you qualify this vessel? How is the time it's going to be tummy? Whereas, also ashbim in tar, but let's say you made the thin blade out of the tar metal, by a carved tummy, and the part that's the axe part from the tummy, how is it tar? It's going to be tar. Which, seemingly, actually, this seems to contradict what the Rama had previously said in the previous parak, that if the ashbay of the cardam is removed, it's still going to be tummy because the base bikui, where you could chop with, sounds like that the base bikui is also what makes it a vessel, but there's a difference between the two halachas, because when the ashbay is around, it is the primary part of the vessel, where they carve with it. And therefore, if it's from the tar one, it's going to be tar, because everything goes after the primary utility of that vessel. Now, but when the ashbay is removed, yes, the Rambam said in the previous parak that the cardam is not bottle from being a vessel, because it's still fit for utility to chop wood with base bikui. But if the ashbay is around, that's what's going to qualify shahakol halach acha esam halacha, because everything goes after the primary utility of that tool. Halacha dalat kurdim tar, regarding pure hatchet. Shechasame bebazal tamei, that was plated with tamei iron, tar, it's going to be tar, because that thin plating is secondary to the primary vessel, which is tar. Halacha chayas, kitoin, a flask, shasum in that tamei, which was made from that which is tamei. Veshulam in that tar, but the bottom is from that which is tar, it's going to be tar. So to in the reverse, asum in that tar. So let's make the flask out of what's tar, but the shulam in that tummy, the bottom is going to be from tummy. Tummy is going to be tummy. Shakol lelachachar makabel ho'isam alocha, because everything goes after the receptacle, which is the primary utility, which is of receiving, which is the bottom. Halacha tes kli matches, regarding a metal vessel shenitma betuma shima dibisefim, which became tummy from a rabbinic tuma kugon shenitma b'vaydazar, became tummy from idolatry. Okay, it's about, with those are all rabbinic types of tumas. V'nishba, and it breaks with ticha, and then they melt it down. V'chazavas menikliach, and then they make another vessel from it. Here's a suffix, that's a doubt. Im chazal tamasa yishon or lechaza, did they say it even by rabbinic tumma, this halacha of the old tumma or not? Halacha yud, in a related vein, regarding, as this relates to glassware, which glass is actually somewhere in the middle between that of metal and that of earthenware. So kli zechuches, regarding glassware, shenitmu uvinishbaru. If it became tummy, and then it broke, taharu, it is going to be pure kakalakim, like old vessels. And even if you melt it down and you make other vessels from it, it's not going to go back to the old tumah. Because its primary tumah, if it's from rabbinic law, like we explained, and therefore, although in that way it's like metal that it can be melted down, but as it is, it's rabbinic, so they were not going to the rabbinic decree of the old tumah. And regarding glass where it breaks, although the broken pieces could still be used as a vessel, is fit for utility, but since ultimately a broken piece of a vessel, because it's not similar to earthenware vessels, meaning a person would not use a broken vessel where one part of it is broken because it could injure a person, the glass, and that way it's dissimilar, it's not the same as earthenware vessels. Kate Hassel, as Ram illustrates, there's a plate of glass that broke. The hiskit shulam latashmish, now he fixed that the bottom should be able to be used for utility. Eina shulam bekabutuma, the bottom's not going to be kabutuma, al pishin kakar, although it's like a plate. Now, vimkirsim es mekoy mashav, but if let's say they took off the cracks of where it broke, and v'shafi v'shafi, and then they smoothed it out, and then there is mekabel tumah, then it's mekabel tumah, because it's possible to utilize it now without injuring oneself from the broken shards. Halach yirav, tzlich is ketan, a small flask, can they tell us about achas, if it could be taken with one hand, shenikal pia, where the lip, the mouth of the vessel was removed, mekabel tumah, it is mekabel tumah. Why? Because you don't put your hand inside of the glass, rather you pour out from it, so therefore you could use it without the fear of getting injured. Of a good deal, but regarding a large flask, and it tells us which is moved with two hands, if its mouth is breaks off, it's pure, because it's going to injure the hand, but he's going to have to put his hand inside of it, because it's big, and yet you can't move it, so you have to stick your hand in, but again, the broken glass on the top is going to injure, therefore it's not going to say it's a glass anymore. As a kli. So it's regarding a flask of perfume, which doesn't pour out from itself because it's a little bit thicker, the perfume, and you have to stick your finger in. So there, even though it's small, and they tell us if the top breaks off, it's pure because it's going to injure his finger, but he's going to have to take out the fragrance from inside. Large flasks, where the mouth, the top has been removed, they're still vessels, because they're prepared, they're utilized for those who would pickle their vegetables and their produce inside of it, so that stays a long time without having to move it, and therefore that we're not so concerned for the injury. Regarding a glass vessel, the majority of its circumference of the lip has broken, tar, it's pure. Nifkin boy shlish hakefei, if a third of its circumference has been ruined, berdoiv gavai, in the majority of its height, tahar, that's tahar. Nikev, let's say it gets a hole, usustamai, but it was plugged up, bein bevatz, bein bezeves, whether with tin or with tar, it's going to be pure. Now, vahakais vatzlecha shenikvu, regarding a cup and a platter that got a hole in it, then bein mamala bein mamata, whether on the top or the bottom, term it's going to be pure again because it does not have that utility. Halachidat hatamchei, regarding a large bowl, vakara and the tray, shenikvu mamala, if it got a hole on the top, so I mean more like a bowl. I mean the deepest types of receptacles, if it got a hole on the top, tamein, they're still going to be kabel tumah because you could still utilize the part that's still intact. But mamata, if it got a hole in the bottom, term it's tar because it won't function as original utility. Nistiku, if it cracked, not a hole, but a crack, if it could still receive, it could contain hot like cold, where hot sometimes widens a crack and it can make it shatter. If it could still contain the hot, tameim, then it's going to be tameim, but if not, then tyrin, if you're going to put in hot food, it's going to break, then it's going to be considered as tar. Regarding the glasses that the lip is broken and it's not so smooth, so even though the lip will might cut a person's mouth, it is mekabel tumah because it's still fit for utility because it wouldn't cause such an injury. It would just maybe nick him. That would not disqualify it from being a vessel. Look at the Zayin continues regarding with glassware that doesn't receive. Hafarkes shel zechuchis, a dispenser of glass, which is this large thing that pours, where it's wider on the top and then narrow on the bottom. If it's made of a glass, tar, it's tar. It's like a mat. It's not meant to receive. And it's not considered as a receptacle. Halacha Yitzayin, which again, mashpach is really a something that you pour. It's wide on the top and narrow on the bottom. It's not meant to hold anything. It's meant to pour through. So therefore, it's like a mat, which is not makabel, and there is not makabel tumah. Halacha Yitzayin Zechuches, regarding glass, shal isu noisu lamada, which is meant to see through initially, like a pane of glass. So tar, it's pure. Alpha pisha mekabels, although you could use it as a receptacle, officially not slickable. It's not meant to be utilized in that function. Hatarvet shel zechuchis, regarding a spoon of glass, shumakabel, which is a receptacle. Alpha pisha kishmenich al shulchan, even though when you put on the table, it turns on its side, because it's round, the spoon. It can't stay on its bottom. and therefore in the makabel it's not, it doesn't receive. A reason makabel tuma, it is received tuma because that's how it's meant to be. Halach itches tamchis shal zechuches regarding a large tray of glass shasoi madam, which it was initially made for cooking, and then it was designated to be used as something that you see. So makabel tuma. It is a makabel tuma. In other words, it does not remove it from its status of a vessel because you didn't do anything change to the actual physical glass itself. And some of this makabel tuma cannot be removed from its status of makabel tuma by just thinking about what you want to use it for. Now, v'imetchila asur l'macha. Now, let's say originally it was meant to see through. Kedei sheyu dvarim b'shem nichbei nirmachav, so that you could see whatever you put inside of it, you could see it on the outside of it, meaning a clear glass. Sari is a tar, so then that is tar, because that was never meant to be used as a clay kibble. Meaning there was it had a the halacha is that this was meant to be like this, therefore it's gonna be tar. And b'chol kli zchuches in makabel tuma, and all glassware is not makabel tuma, shetigum malach nekakal akinim, until it's all the work that's done with it is finished, like all other vessels, the glassware has that same halachic status.